Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a high of 72. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 42. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A Topeka man was being held on $500,000 bond this morning in the Riley County Jail after his arrest in connection with the drug-related overdose death in 2021. The arrested man has been identified as Robert Ray Boyles Jr., 35, of Topeka. According to Riley County police officials, Boyles was arrested last night in Manhattan. Riley County police said the apprehension stemmed from an incident in August of 2021 in which the police were investigating the overdose death of a 36-year-old woman. The Internal Revenue Service is giving out some helpful tips to Kansans to help them save money when filing this year. You have 5 days left to file your taxes. Filers who earned $79,000 or less can make use of the IRS pre-file to file their taxes electronically. Members of the military can use MilTax, which offers free return services. More information can be found online at irs.gov. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Kansas legislature has passed a bill naming the state's official heritage railroad. The bill names the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad as the state's official heritage railroad and their steam locomotive Santa Fe 3415 as the official state locomotive. State Representative Scott Hill of Abilene introduced the bill. The bill advanced through committees, gaining approval in both the Kansas House and Senate, and it now moves to the governor's desk where it's expected to be signed. Two individuals were arrested in Franklin County after a traffic stop turned into a chase with the suspect shooting at police. Around 3 p.m. yesterday, a deputy attempted a traffic stop for speeding on I-35. The deputy spoke to the suspects and developed suspicion of drug possession or use. The suspect's vehicle then drove off. The suspect shot a handgun at deputies on two occasions. The suspect lost control of the vehicle and crashed near Gardner. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. 38-year-old Nebraska man Anthony Ruinard Jr. has been indicted in the death of an 18-year-old Nebraska man who was stabbed, dismembered, and burned beyond recognition in a remote area of Arizona last year. Ruinard has been charged with felony counts of second-degree murder and abandonment or concealment of a dead body. He was originally arrested for the case last July and charged with first-degree murder and other counts. In other news, 41-year-old Grand Island woman Hoden Farah has been placed placed under arrest after police say she attempted to kill two workers at the USAID pharmacy. During the incident, she was saying that she planned to choke the workers until they died after originally visiting the pharmacy and leaving upset. A call was placed to the National Suicide Hotline from Farah. The police department says that officer showed great restraint by not using deadly force. Farah also attempted an escape before officers arrived. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Forest Service said additional resources from other parts of the state were released early Tuesday as the Axleton Hill Road fire was 80% contained, while the Blue River 2 fire continued at 60% containment. Crews were planning to patrol Tuesday morning if no additional issues discovered, would be releasing outside resources. Rough terrain near the river, abundant fuels, as well as high winds and wind shifts made the fire difficult to control. Recent drought conditions also contributed. Coverage estimates being determined as Riley County alone believes more than 3,000 acres were involved after the Axleton Hill Road fire jumped from Pottawatomie County over the weekend. It had begun as a controlled burn that got out of control and was aggravated by high winds. Marshall County Public Works advising Deer Trail Road east of 4th Road will be closed 6 to 8 weeks for a bridge replacement project. Marysville City Council met Monday and welcomed new city administrator Joshua Haverkamp, who began work this week. A native of Bern, he most recently worked in the office in Kansas City. He will be a guest on the Chamber Main Street Mixer Thursday evening at the historic Union Pacific Depot, the public welcome at 5:30. American Legion Auxiliary asked and received support for a poppy walk at the city cemetery Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Marysville High FFA asked to block City Park May 4th for a truck and tractor show. And Marysville High School asked to block off Broadway from 7th to 10th Street for the promenade in front of the Kester House and senior prom walk to follow Saturday, April 20th. Events begin at 5 p.m. Discussion was held regarding a bid for dust control, including 8th Street, Jayhawk Road, 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads, among others, for $15,000. No action was taken. The matter was referred to the street committee to coordinate with Marysville Township. And discussion continued regarding late fees on February water bills, which were delayed in postal delivery. A motion to refund the late fees amounting to $2,750 on a one-time basis was approved on a 3-2 vote. Discussion continued on the Kester block. Mayor Todd Fry summarized his hopes after recent discussions regarding options as to the Kester block, commercial buildings, and the discussions with Kester House Museum Board.
You know, I think in the long run, it will be beneficial for us to find an entity that's not the city of Marysville to continue the legacy and management of the museum, because it will open up funding mechanisms and will remove the city of Marysville and the political proclivities and the taxpayers from that, from doing that. I think it needs to be probably handled more like our Pony Barn or the County Historic Museum or the Depot or otherwise. Now, getting there is not going to be as simple as flipping a switch, obviously. It's going to be part of the process like we're involved in now with the business part of the block. I've also heard a little bit of interest possibly in somebody putting forward a proposal for the house restaurant. So if we can start getting all of these pieces moving, it's going to be a puzzle, but I think we can actually get the block more vital than it is now and better funded than it is now at the same time.
64th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday, April 13th in Marysville. $30 entry fee with check-in from 7 to 8:30 a.m. Judging contest at 9. Beef show to follow, showing bulls, market beef, showmanship, and heifers. For information, contact the Marshall County Extension Office. Gerald Jerry Lampe, age 81, of Beatrice, passed away April 2nd. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Lampe. Vern R. Sonny Cothran, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sonny Cothran. Gloria A. Sheets, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Services to be announced at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gloria Sheets.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Seneca's first ever shop and stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Seneca, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Seneca Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseeseneca.com. We'll see you there.
At Landall Company, people make the difference. Quality workmanship goes into every Landall product made. If you're looking for a career where you can make a difference, earn a competitive wage, be rewarded with a 4% weekly attendance bonus plus raises and promotions with an outstanding benefit package, contact Landall Company today at 785-562-5381. Learn more online at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying partly cloudy and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Breezy throughout Thursday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting up to 35. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, then staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A bit warmer on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still some sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s, and some rain throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65, record high on this date, 93. The average low, 40, and the record low, 22. Sunset this evening at 8, sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
Annuals don't come any hardier than April's flower of the month. We're sharing tips for early spring color on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 10th, the 101st day of the year. Newspaper publisher Joseph Pulitzer was born on this day, and Hawaii's first hotel opened on this day in 1825. The sweet pea is one of the official flowers of April, and it may be about the easiest annual for any gardener to have success with. It comes in hundreds of varieties and can be grown directly from seed in your flower garden or scattered as a wildflower. Some gardeners find it helpful to first nick the seed coats with a knife and soak them in water overnight. Plant them in rich soil with plenty of sunlight, and you'll have colorful flowers that survive frost, freezes, and snow cover. That's how its cousin, the snow pea, got its reputation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Zapp Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area spring sports teams. The athletes have great strength, dedication, determination, and are sure to excel at all the events this week. From Zapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Falls City, and a new location in Blue Rapids, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Beatrice Health and Rehab knows the Beatrice Orangemen spring sports teams have the talent and drive to dominate the competition in their events this week. Good luck, teams, from Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Kansas native has entered the transfer portal for college basketball as the season ends for the 2024 season. As KSN News reports that the Lansing native, Mark Mitchell, grew up at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas, playing high school before moving on to play 2 seasons with the Duke Blue Devils. Throughout his college basketball career, Mitchell appeared in 33 games with the Blue Devils, averaging 11.6 points and 6 rebounds per game. His freshman year alone, averaging 9.1 points and 4.5 rebounds in 35 games. Mitchell ascended quickly into college basketball after high school, going into college as a 5-star recruit, ranking number 21 in the nation of his freshman year, and held off offers from UCLA, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma State, and others, in addition to Duke. Having only been in college for the last 2 years, he does have 2 years of eligibility remaining, now officially being part of that transfer portal. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live and in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk.
Soccer season is gearing up across the state of Kansas, and Kansas State women's soccer team is already one game under for their spring exhibition games going into summertime, as their first exhibition was against Nebraska on Saturday last weekend, as that's one of 5 different exhibition games they'll have before the regular season. As KSNT News reports that the K-State's women's soccer team is relatively new, officially launching back in 2016, with coaches for the team saying they're excited to get things underway.
It's always a challenge, you know, starting a program from scratch, but feel pretty good, confidently seeing the growth and development, players on the field, and it's just been fun to watch. there's been challenges. Don't get us wrong. There's been a lot of heartbreak, but there's a lot of growth and potential, and the future is definitely bright.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say that while they may have started off a bit slow for the season and for their first couple of years, they are excited having the right people in the right places and growing as they continue to move forward. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High baseball and softball teams fall to Abilene in doubleheader action Tuesday. Abilene baseball 10-0. Abilene softball 7-5, 4-0 over Marysville. Frankfort Centralia baseball team fell to Osage City 8-6 and 9-8. Eli Sedlacek, Marysville High sophomore, shot a 71, winning the Chapman Invitational on Tuesday.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown. Joined with Max Blasky, it's KNDY, and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, spring schedule's getting full in effect now. I know last week we had a few weather cancellations, but as we look at our schedule going into this week, second week of April, what sticks out to you and what should folks be on the lookout for?
Well, we've had a great week so far. Several big-time athletes doing big-time things. I mean, that seems like a cliche, but really, that's exactly what's happening, and we have plenty more to talk about coming up through the next few days. Still track galore throughout the different times. We have, I believe, 5 track meets this week, and the golfers are getting started at Washington, and of course, baseball and softball have provided quite the fireworks over the last week or so, and hope to continue to do that.
And we were speaking a little bit before, the level of athletes that we get to see year in and year out in the TVL, but what does this spring season allow us to see a different version of these athletes than what we're used to in football pads or on the basketball court?
I always say it really shows the athleticism. We see players, especially in basketball, both boys and girls, that really can show off in a team sport. But especially on the track, you see the speed, you see the jumping ability, you see really the pure athleticism of what these players can do, but you do see the hard work that they put in that translates to those fall and winter sports.
We had chatted last week about a lot of schools getting back into action. One of those teams, the Frankfort Wildcats baseball team, back into action here after many years of not playing. But what has been so special about teams like them, the Valley Heights Mustangs, Donovan West, a few of those other schools, Onega, that are getting out and succeeding and winning here early in the year?
I don't think we realize how blessed we are in the Twin Valley League to see athletes like this. And it's just another avenue for them to show off their skills, and they're doing the best that they can in baseball and softball and track this year.
It's great to see all the success the area teams have, and great to see opportunity to get us covered. Again, join with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight here on the TVL Rundown. Thank you again, Jeff, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Sounds great.
KNDY.
Add a little spicy heat to your meals this season by growing a few hot peppers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. And don't worry about destroying your taste buds or burning a hole in your stomach. These are just a few of the hot pepper myths you may have heard. The spicy heat may irritate existing ulcers and hemorrhoids, but won't cause them. So those with a sensitive system may want to avoid the discomfort hot peppers may cause. And your taste buds will recover from those spicy hot pepper dishes. The capsaicin receptors in your mouth and tongue send pain signals to the brain, temporarily numbing your mouth, making you think your taste buds have been destroyed. Our taste buds, however, are replaced on a regular basis. As we age, they become less dense, whether you eat spicy food or not, so we are unable to appreciate and discern all taste, including hot and spicy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Sometimes people will travel a long ways to get exactly the item they desire. That was the case for this frontiersman who made a trip to a specific blacksmith to create an item that bears his name today. I'll take you to the spot it all took place on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
There's a good chance you've heard of this type of knife, and his story begins here.
Washington is the home of the Bowie knife. This is where the Bowie knife was fashioned for James Bowie when he came into town in the 1830s.
Chris Adams is speaking of historic Washington, Arkansas, once a prominent town on the road that led from St. Louis toward the Red River and Texas. One of the leaders in the desire for an independent Texas was James Bowie, and his time here led him to respect the work of the local blacksmith.
He dealt in land, but he also wanted a knife made for himself, and he had heard of a gentleman up in Washington who made quality knives, and that's what brought him here to James Black.
And that blacksmith had become quite well known for his quality work.
James Black came into the town in 1824. He was a knife maker, but he was also good at obviously other stuff, but knives were his specialty, and when James Bowie came into town, he wanted to show his stuff, and of course the knife that he made, that's what everyone would look at and say, hey, make me a knife like the one James Bowie is carrying.
And so that knife eventually became known as the Bowie knife. Visitors here can see a recreation of the original blacksmith shop and learn about James Black, who had quite a fascinating yet tragic story himself.
Unfortunately, at the age of 40, he started going blind and he became under the care of his father. When he went blind, he wanted to impart his secret about it tempering the steel he couldn't remember.
The Bowie knife was known for its strength and flexibility, and its name lives on today as part of many a tale about the frontier. Today, near the recreation of the famous blacksmith shop, you can find the Basil Waldo Edwards Weapons Museum, which houses an amazing collection of weapons that spans many decades. In fact, the collection is so large, it is rotated so visitors can come back and see new items on display. Traveling the countryside in Washington, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Pay attention to the weather forecast and keep an eye on your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If the trees are blooming, they're susceptible to freezing temperatures as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
One late freeze in the spring can ruin a good fruit tree crop. Once the trees start blooming, the critical temperature to start seeing significant loss is 28 degrees. Depending on the species, it may only take a few minutes for damage to occur. Joe Hannon is a commercial horticultural field specialist at Iowa State University. He says your options for protecting the delicate blooms can depend on the type of freeze.
Advection freezes come from cold air blowing in through both the upper and lower atmospheres. The only way you can provide protection is by putting blankets or some other cover over the plants. A radiation freeze is what we tend to see more in the springtime. We have warm air up in the atmosphere and cold air at ground level.
A lot of times we'll have air movement throughout the night, and then just as the sun is starting to come up, the air movement will just absolutely stop, and then the cold air starts to settle in place around the plants. And that's where heaters, blankets, sprinklers, air mixing machines, those are the methods that provide protection underneath a radiation-type freeze.
Good soil moisture can help, too. Soil that's moist harnesses more heat than dry soil and can warm the air near the surface.
That warm soil will keep a little bit more energy. It will give off a little bit more energy into that microenvironment around the tree. So if we're a couple days out coming into a frost, if the ground is dry, putting some water out there, that water in the soil will store more energy.
Keep the area around the tree trunk either bare or mulched. Grass and weeds make it harder for warm air to rise up out of the soil. Learn more about protecting fruit trees from frost at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be an auction including woodworking tools, collectibles, trucks, a mower, and an ATV for the Dick Ticket Office date, Saturday, April 13th, sale at 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Tools to include a lathe, tabletop planer, drum sander, router table, table saw, band saw, miter saw, lots of walnut chunks, two pallets of assorted hardwood, 4x8-foot utility trailer with ramp, aluminum ATV ramps, pickup toolbox. Collectibles include over 50 handmade wood bowls, cups, and other items, 3-gallon Red Wing crock, two trunks, furniture to include 4 3-piece full-size bedroom sets, including chest of drawers, 3 oversized Lazy Boy recliners, 19-cubic-foot refrigerator, older washer and dryer, a chest freezer. Selling at noon, a 2019 Ford F-150, four-wheel drive, four-door pickup, fifth-wheel hitch, original owner, 56,000 miles, a 95 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive, 145,000 miles, 2007 Yamaha 660 4x4 ATV with winch, and a 2021 42-inch 22-horse John Deere riding mower. This state auction for Dick Ticketoff, Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
It's the International Year of the Woman Farmer, the first in a series today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The United Nations declared 2024 the International Year of the Woman Farmer, and the World Food Prize Foundation recently put on a one-day event focused on the subject. One theme that stuck out was that recognition of women in food and agriculture is long overdue. Lisa Carty represents the U.S. on the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations.
It's so clear to us that women in agriculture are really essential to building resilience in food systems, yet they're often really the first to suffer when a crisis hits. For us at the U.S. mission to the U.N. in New York, promoting food security and gender equality across all our entry points at the United Nations is really one of our top priorities.
Past conferences have included discussions about helping women farmers. Didi Okonkwo-Wanelli, just last week, was named president and CEO of the One Campaign and says many efforts around the globe to do that have been disappointing.
Let's make sure that the female farmers are included in those dialogues themselves and the women leaders. Let's ensure that women at the table and hold ourselves accountable to achieve results.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Hayden Outdoors Real Estate will be selling 190 acres rolling Nebraska pasture land with exceptional recreational and cattle production opportunity Thursday, April 18th. Property located 3.5 miles northwest of Fairbury. Majority native grassland, hardwood, and cedar tree habitats with excellent fencing and a new solar well centrally located on the property. View the auction listing at haydenoutdoors.com or contact listing broker Gene Bach, 402-520-5140. Online auction opens April 15th. Live auction Thursday, April 18th, starts 10 a.m. on the Bricks in Fairbury. Sale pending seller confirmation with close in 30 days or less.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Wednesday, now April 10th of 2024, and as we inch further into planting season, we'll be taking a look at these times at soil temperature across the sunflower state. Of course, soil temperature directly affects plant growth. Most soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature, impacting the rate of nitrification, also influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So what we'll do is we'll break down the sunflower state into thirds, western, central, and eastern, and we'll take a look at a couple of different locations and their 4-inch soil temperature. Let's go ahead and go up to the northwest corner of the state, primarily one of the cooler areas, and we'll look in Sherman, currently 46 degrees at the 4-inch depth, compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees, so just a bit cooler. Now in Leote, still on the western third, currently 52 degrees, which again is a little bit cooler than their 7-day average of 56 degrees at the 4-inch depth. Down in the southwest corner of the state, we'll be looking in Moscow now, currently 52 degrees, which is quite a bit lower than their 7-day average of 58 degrees Fahrenheit at the 4-inch depth. Now into the central third, we'll look up in the north central area in Jewell, currently 49 degrees, which is actually right on cue. Their 7-day average of 49 degrees Fahrenheit. In Little River, pretty much smack dab in the middle of the state, currently 56 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 57 degrees Fahrenheit. And down in Viola, south central Kansas, currently 55 degrees, which, once again, right on the 7-day average of 55 degrees Fahrenheit. All right, to the eastern third we move. We'll look up in the northeastern corner in Hiawatha, currently 50 degrees, which, much like the other two, currently on their 7-day average of 50 degrees at the 4-inch depth. In Welda, kind of on the central portions of the eastern third, currently 56 degrees, which is a bit warmer than their 4-inch soil temperature 7-day average of 55 degrees. And down in the southeastern corner in Cherokee, one of the warmer portions of the state, currently 57 degrees, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live and in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. 3-6.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
A skid steer is one of the most versatile pieces of farm equipment, but there can be safety issues, especially for bystanders, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Skid steers are a popular piece of equipment on farms and ranches. They're very compact, designed to easily maneuver in tight spaces, and will accommodate a variety of attachments. Operators may know how to safely run the machine, but there are other factors that could increase the risk of someone getting hurt. They can misjudge their ability to stop or avoid a dangerous situation. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says a lot of skid steer injuries happen to bystanders.
Other employees working around the machine, and the operators focused on what they're doing, and they don't see the people around them. And because they do pivot and move around quickly, they can oftentimes run people over. So making sure we keep people away from them, that's the biggest one in my mind.
Skid steers perform the best on a hard, packed surface that's not concrete or pavement. Ice, mud, and slick work areas can limit traction and stability. The machines can tip over if they're carrying loads that are heavier than what can be safely lifted. And since they're so compact, their footprints are small, which affects the center of gravity.
Traditionally, they're built with more weight on the back because that's where the engine's at. So when we're going over different terrain, one of the best mottos I've heard is you want the heavy end uphill. So if there's nothing in the bucket of a skid steer, you'd want to back up onto a trailer, up a hill. If there's a load in the bucket, then you probably want to go forward up the hill or onto a trailer and that sort of thing.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about skid steer safety at agriculture.com.
You're invited to Valley Vet Supply Spring Days Friday and Saturday with huge sales, door prizes, health tips, and a free lunch. An all-beef hot dog meal provided by Lanco. This Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 11 to 3, it's Valley Vet Spring Days at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Don't miss the savings. Take advantage of the prizes and more. Enjoy a free lunch Friday and Saturday. Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 11 to 3 at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Good Wednesday. Sam Spack with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday portion of this day of trade, still a mostly mixed day in the grains and lower in the livestock, with April live cattle now down 172 to 178.97. June's down 212 at 172.72. April feeder cattle down 315 to 237.55, with May feeders down $3.57 at 235.87. Mostly lower in the hogs, however, the April contract still up 92 cents at 91.52. 22, but again, red beyond that, including May down 222 at 96.55. Into the grains now, we see both corn and wheat mostly higher. May corn's up 1 3/4 to 4.33. July's up 2 to 4.44 1/2. Chicago wheat has turned slightly lower. However, Kansas City wheat still holding strong. May KC wheat up 14 3/4 to 5.92. July's up to 5.85 a bushel. That's up 10 1/2. And the oats mostly higher today as well. May oats up 1 1/2 to 3.31 1/4. Soybeans still with quite a bit of pressure. In fact, a double-digit drop now. May beans down 10 1/2 to 11.64. July down the same 10 1/2 cents at 11.77 1/4. May soy meal drops 2.90 down to 3.32.70. And soy oil also a bit weaker. May down 49 points at 47.02. Cotton also in the red. May cotton currently down 37 points at 85.67. Energy markets, not much movement today, but mostly mixed, with crude oil down 22 at 85.01 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up about a half a cent to 2.75 a gallon. Heating oil down a penny to 2.66, and natural gas up 1 cent to 1.88. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now, we see the Dow Jones currently down 5.31 as the Treasury yields jump after strong inflation data. Currently trading at 38,351 for the Dow. The S&P's down 64 at 5,146. And the NASDAQ down 187 at 16,119. Taking a look at April gold, now down 1180 at $2,331.70 per ounce. May silver still in the green, up 7 cents at 28.05.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Getting cattle to safely lead takes time, patience, and determination. K-State Butler County Agriculture Extension Agent Charlene Miller explains a process she goes through for halter breaking cattle. After spending time in the pen with the animal to get them more comfortable, she says how she begins with the halter.
Our process at home is we put a halter on them and let them drag it for 3 days. And then on day 4, we tie that animal up. And we always have a second person there with us to help because they do like to be a little bit ornery. But we stay with it. And we leave them tied for a couple hours while we're out there. We introduce them to the livestock blower, the comb, anything we can that first day, because their head's already going to be a little sore from starting that halter breaking process and dragging that halter. So the sore they are, the less they tend to fight, at least in our experience. And so just staying consistent with that process. And once we get going, it is an everyday routine working with those animals.
Miller describes how she begins getting the cattle broke to lead.
We use a little link. There's some halters that are designed that have like a metal clip between the loop of the halter and the actual lead that puts a little bit more pressure on their chin. We have found those to be more successful in ours just because it makes them a little sore when they go to start the halter breaking process. And one person, maybe that's a little stronger on the front end doing the pulling. And if they're not wanting to walk for you, somebody behind helping push or twist their tail a little bit to start that process. And then also rewarding them. So when they do start to walk, let up on that lead just a little bit, reward them. We stop, scratch them as a recognition as well.
Getting the animals comfortable for different scenarios is important for safety. And she explains how she works to do so.
We spend a lot of time desensitizing our animals because there's always going to be kids running around, things flapping that they're not used to, a coat laid across the gate. So we do jumping jacks, arm kicks, leg kicks. Once we get them halter broke, we rattle feed sacks around them. When we break them to a livestock blower, we take the hose across their back, across their legs, and just spend time exposing them to all of those different elements to get them used to potential any activity before going out to whether it's spring show or a cattle show. And just like they gain trust with you, you know, they gain trust with other things around the more times that you can desensitize them or expose them to those different elements.
That was K-State Butler County Agriculture Extension Agent Charlene Miller with tips for getting cattle broke to lead. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Analysts were expecting a rise in inflation last month, but the actual number is higher than predicted. The consumer price index for March rose 0.4%, putting the 12-month inflation rate at 3.5%. That means that a reduction in interest rates probably won't happen in June after all. Investors have reacted by pushing down the Dow Jones by 470 points. The S&P went into the midday 1% lower. The NASDAQ was off 1.1%. The federal income tax filing deadline is Monday, April 15th. The Internal Revenue Service has taken in just over 90 million returns. So far, the average refund is $3,050, an increase of just under 5% from 2023. Sending a letter could cost you more soon. The U.S. Postal Service wants to raise the price of a first-class stamp another nickel to 73 cents starting July 14th. The USPS last fall reported a $6.5 billion loss for the year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.